preserve me.
Well, welcome again. Pastor Tim Carscott here, Christian Center, Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. So glad you have joined us today. We started this week with an angelic encounter. Now we're going to keep building on that and tell you, one, what they're doing for us, the heavenly host, and then also how we work with them. We started yesterday. Let's build again today so that you can be effective at all God put your hands to.
Our sons and daughters, brothers, sisters, my delight. Hey, let's sing together. No other God shall satisfy. God, you satisfy. In your presence.
Presence, there's fullness of joy. We're going after that. Well, welcome. It's Wednesday. It's the 30th day of August 2023. One more day after this, and we'll close this month out. We bless the Lord for what he's been doing for us in Louisiana. It's been hot. We had rain Sunday night for the first time in a month, almost 2 months. First time we've had rain, and we were really praying. We prophesied it Sunday during service, and it happened that night. Wasn't even scheduled to happen that night. It was possible on Monday, which we didn't get the rain, and then Sunday night it did. So may that be a picture that God was wanting to pour out rain on us, but he wants to pour out rain on all of his kids. You receive that today. Well, I shared Monday the angel of strength that came that wants to strengthen weary legs. Those who are weary and dull in spirit. We described that Sunday. We described it again on Monday's live stream. A dullness of spirit is this thing where, you know, you don't even thank God. You don't even want to think about the supernatural. You don't want to think about events that happen. Yeah, that's just natural. You just kind of get this attitude, almost a cynical attitude. And then, you know, when everybody else is experiencing God, you're like, I don't feel nothing. You know, what's it matter anyway? I'm just going to live my life. It's not that you're horrible or sinning. It's just you get a dullness. I don't want anybody to have that. I want everybody to have a sensitivity to the Lord that you recognize he's speaking and talking to us each and every day. And I want to build on what we said yesterday. We're giving you insight. We're telling you these angels are coming. And I don't know what's going on. And John West and I, my prophet on staff here, one thing we've been talking about is the fact that we are all starting to experience this realm, the spirit realm of the angelic and heavenly hosts being a partner with us. And so I know something's up. To me, when that's happening, that means we're at a heightened spiritual time. And God has, one, I don't know, thinned the veil where we can see into it and experience and feel it more. And then on top of that, we are trafficking in areas where the enemy wants to fight. And God says, okay, that's fine, but I'm going to send help to them. They are not alone. More is with us than he that's with the world, right? That's what we need to understand. There's more for us than there are against us. And when we recognize the odds are in our favor, and I think the revelation that the Lord has sent help to you, it's really all I need. I that's all you should need. I know we know it biblically and we know it theologically, but to know it somehow in the spirit realm or the flesh, where your flesh knows it, that in the spirit realm you're having help. I don't know. It's just like a boost of confidence. Okay, God, you're not leaving me out here on this island by myself. You actually have sent. And they are called, the heavenly hosts are called to assist the joint heirs of Christ to receive what? Their destiny. Why would God write a thing about our life only to let us have to battle it by ourselves, and if we fail, that we fail? No, he wants us to succeed. Everything that God makes has purpose, first of all. So when he makes the heavenly host, whatever realms they are, and I say host because scripture uses that term, the host of heaven, and I believe that means that's everything at disposal. Even the Lord will use the enemy sometimes to buffet something, to change something. He'll use whatever he has available. And it's the beauty of God. It has purpose, and they exist, the heavenly hosts do, to bring things for his purpose. They exist because they are needed beings. They have purpose. And Bob Jones said that they want to be used more than we want to use them. Now, again, we don't pray to them. We don't worship angels. Scripture is very clear about that. That's a protocol. And I get nervous when people are saying, I command this angel to come. I can be real careful there. I want to be at a place where if they come, hallelujah. If they don't come, then we know that that's still true, that they're going to be there. Now, I've been working with this angel, the Winds of Change, for many years, and I've shared many testimonies about this, but I don't even have to see this angel anymore. I know what it feels like. I sense it. Remember, it talks about in Hebrews 5:14 that you train your senses to discern good and evil. Well, your senses can get to that place. Like, I know he's here. And then next thing you know, eventually I'll see him, but I sense him before I see him. And that's kind of, I don't know, there are people you love in your life. You sense they're in the room. You sense something's there. Why? Because you've been trained to their presence that way. And they have a call to fulfill those purposes. You know, Psalms 139:16, which I've talked to y'all ad nauseum about. But there's a script written for you. God wrote out your purpose. And then in 2 Timothy 1:9, it says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. So that's that script. That's that thing that God wrote about you, that book. We've been teaching on that for a while now. But when we have this, it's set before us. It's a composition that the Lord declared before you were ever here. And he wrote it about you, and he let the heavenly realm know that so that you can walk in that. Matthew 18:10, take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels, plural, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Now get this, ain't it's plural, there's at least two. And so there means that there are in the earth billions of guardian angels, billions. So we know that each one of us have at least two. Some of us have more. Some of you guys, I know your lifestyles. You need more than one. You're risk takers. You're going after the deep things of God. You're going into the enemy's territory. You need more help. Now, what I like about that scripture is it says their angels always see the face of the Father is in heaven. So, and we talked about that in Jeremiah and other passages where you never want the face of God to turn away from you, because when God turned his face away from Israel, they went into exile. Well, the angels never lose face-to-face contact with heaven. And guess what? They're yours. So you have guardian angels that are facing the Father while they're attached to you. Now, I don't understand the physics of that, but I can tell you this. That's what the scripture says. And I'm in agreement with it. And they have a constant access to the Father. They are always in the presence of the Father. And that is their purpose. They are continuing seeing the face of the Father. There's no scripture that tells us we will ever lose these angels. We can't find anything. It always says they'll be with you. Kenneth Hagin says this, you do not lose your angels. You just because you grow. It's because we know they start with us when we're little, right? I remember Sadhu Savarjai, I used his name yesterday. He wrote a book about how he saw angels working with babies, newborns. He said there are times when he'd look at a baby in a bed, and you ever seen their arms and legs are moving, and it looks like they're exercising. He said he sees that many times those are angels doing exercises with that baby, getting it to exercise. How many of y'all could use that so you... It wouldn't be so hard for you to exercise. I think I need to ask the Lord for that one. And then the angelic realm is taught, in a sense, face-to-face with God, what your purpose is. Okay, so not only are the angels with you, but they also have revelation of who you are and what God wrote about you. Luke 1:30, the angel Abraham, I'm sorry, there's no angel called Abraham. The angel Gabriel knew that it was God's destiny for Mary to be the mother of Jesus. Okay. Luke 1, Zechariah and Elizabeth. But an angel said unto them, him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and you shall call his name John. The angel knew Zacharias and Elizabeth's destiny. The angel knew that John's destiny before he was born. And God's no respecter of person. He'll do the same for you. Remember when Paul was told by the angel, don't be afraid, you're supposed to go, you're destined to go to before Caesar. It's going to happen. Angels understand your destiny, and they help us arrive safely at a God-designated places. Every time I fly a lot, you guys know I fly a lot. So when I get on that plane, I always try to, when I get on, I touch the sides of the door. As I go in, I said, Lord, put your angels on every window at every door. Guide this thing. You know, we're taking a piece of metal and putting it up in the air. It's kind of scary, if you ask me. But when angels are with you, it's okay. All right? When you look at the story of Gideon, you know, Gideon feared the Midianite army. And it says, the angel of the Lord came and sat under an oak, that which was Ophrah, and they pertained unto Joash and Abiezer. And the son of Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with thee, man of mighty valor, men of valor. Isn't that beautiful? That we see, in a sense, an angel. Some believe it's angel of the Lord. It could have been the pre-incarnate Christ. I don't have a problem with that. But it knew his destiny, Gideon's. They knew his potential, you mighty warrior. And Gideon thought of himself anything but that. He's hiding. Valiant warrior, really? But he's hiding. But see, the host of heaven know your purpose and potential more than you do. They know your destiny. They understand your potential. They assist you to fulfill all that. And they are, in a sense, understanding your redemptive purpose much more than you do. Remember when Jacob wrestled the angel over his destiny, right? In Genesis 32, here's him. He'd struggled. He'd lied. He'd deceived. But in the 13th verse, it says, I am the Lord God who appeared to you at Bethel, the place where you anointed the pillar of the stone and made your vow to me. Now get ready and lead this country and return to the land of your youth. And in chapter 32, verses 1 through 2, and Jacob went his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called that place Mahanaim, which means two camps. Two camps, a host of angels, became visible to Jacob. And God miraculously turned what was dark and struggling to place to a lovely place. The angel of the Lord came into his camp, and he came in to affect his walk, right? And it can affect your walk as well. So what was Jacob known for at that time prior to that? Not good things, right? But the Lord said, your destiny is greater than your past. And we've been talking about healing timelines. God healed Jacob's timeline and brought him into the future. He knew that Rebekah was in Isaac's destiny. Those three strangers that came to Abraham, remember? The angelic realm, you will have a son. Angels have been assigned to get you to what God has told you you're supposed to walk in. They show up at the right time, at the right place, and they help preserve your life, and they give you purpose. And they'll wrestle with you and your mind to get you into your destiny, but they're there for you. Okay, these are all the things. Now, how do we work with this? I'm kind of almost out of time today. But here's how I think you work with it. You agree with heaven. Agree that the Lord, the very things I've taught today and yesterday, that you agree with that. Not just because I said it, because they're biblical. Agree with the Word of God that he wants you to be blessed. He wants to send help. He wants to make sure that you have everything you need to accomplish what you're called out to do. As I said at Sunday, because that spirit came in the room during the service, he does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. That's the beauty of the host of heaven. And he has angelic realm. He has heavenly realms. That's their job, to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Gideon didn't think he could win that battle against the Midianites. But when he realized an angel came and said that, And then he hears the dream, the prophetic dream. He then believes. God can do the same for you. Don't be discouraged today. The strength of the Lord is coming. He's sending heaven. An army is before you, an angel army, whatever you want to call it, has come to assist you to fulfill what's written about you. You are not in this place alone. God has fought for you, and he's going to continue to fight for you. Just believe. Again, we don't pray to angels, but we believe they're with us. We believe that God wants to assist us to accomplish that. And with that, we can walk a holy life knowing that he loves us so much. He wants heaven to work with us. And the faces of those angels are seeing heaven as they work with us. All right, come back tomorrow. We love you guys. Have a good day. See ya. Well, thank you again each and every day for you guys that come and listen to us here on these podcast platforms. We have so many things happening at Christian Center Shreveport. You can go to our app, download it on your phone, check out our new design that we got. We changed our design on our app, so please check that out. We're trying to offer as many things as we can on there to make it convenient for you to be blessed, nurtured, and encouraged with what the Lord has given us, the content from heaven that he's given us to release to you. Thank you again. You can still give there. You can ask for prayer there, and you can check that all out on our app, or you can go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.